Well, make sure I got it. Sean. Good. I was thinking that, too, when you said that. Maybe I should try to just put something in. So the 0.6, comma, or 0.6, whatever, something 060 means a space. So I just put that in and put it on the radio, and now it's gone. Good suggestion. The Anytone 878, DV2 Plus is what we're talking about. It's like $300 and some, but it's probably the best DMR radio. It has pretty good battery life, and they actually are doing a firmware upgrade that they're working on right now to get the satellite function that I use too. So it's a good radio, but this Retevis with the OpenGD 77 firmware will do just about everything that does. So that's my take on that. Wally, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with him. I mean, there's really, unless you're really into it, if you really want it, then that's fine. But I disagree with his assessment about the best radio. The best radio, I think, is where there's only one band, but that Motorola XDR7550. That's the best radio to get if you want it. DMR and a super radio that doesn't go, it goes anywhere you want it to go, type accepted for everything, and that I think is the best radio. But if you hunt around, you can find it for $150. There was a guy that was selling those out in the Grand Rapids area for $150. I forget his name. Sean knows who he is. He's involved in a lot of the EOC stuff over there. But I picked up one from him. So, but DMR, hierarchy for handhelds, rather than Anytone, and then that Motorola XPR. Go ahead, Sean. You should be still driving.